In a public place these days, it seems someone is always watching. Cameras are ubiquitous, those security monitors in parking lots and stores. And just when you think it couldn't get harder to hide, NPR's Laura Seidel reports live streaming video is raising new questions about privacy.
Streaming video cameras aren't new, but new apps have made it super easy to stream from a smartphone. Periscope, which was recently purchased by Twitter, is popular because it can be streamed on Twitter. I turned it on in a parking lot in a mall in San Francisco.
So what if I told you right now you're being broadcast live over the internet?
That's funny. Hi, Mom.
Laughter aside, Chris Kelly is a little bothered by this latest twist to social media.
Do you worry at all about privacy?
I do, yes.
Though I would say that Kelly and most everyone else I spoke with here was not freaked out. There was a bit of a sigh, a shrug. Patrick Hausfeld was kind of like, yeah, another camera.
Cameras are everywhere. People underestimate how much they're being watched already.
The omnipresence of cameras already is why Periscope CEO and co-founder Kayvon Bakepour didn't think his app was going to be controversial.
We are the benefactors of kind of coming into the game many years later, where there still are legitimate questions, but for the most part, the world has accepted that these capabilities exist.
Though Bakepour's technology definitely adds a new twist, and privacy experts say we may not yet know what that means. The first time I tried Periscope, I was lying in bed with my phone, and I turned it on with the camera pointed at my bare feet. Suddenly, I realized that six people had tuned in to watch my naked toes live. Trevor Hughes, the CEO and president of the International Association of Privacy Professionals, says that is what makes this new twist on cameras a little jarring.
It certainly will create situations where the editorial pause that currently exists, where you can think about what you're posting before you post it, goes away. You could imagine that people will broadcast things that they wish they hadn't.
And while that's uncomfortable for adults, Hughes believes easy access to live streaming has the potential to be dangerous in the hands of teenagers.
They explore their worlds, they explore social relationships, they explore sexuality, they explore many things, many of which have not only privacy issues, but safety issues that arise.
And teens can use Periscope. Only minors below the age of 13 are kept off the app. But that doesn't mean that you can put anything up. CEO Bakepour says they do have rules.
If someone were to reach out to us and say, hey, so-and-so broadcasted me, you know, naked without my permission, and I was clearly visibly on camera saying, like, stop, we'd take that down. That's not okay.
And pornography is banned from Periscope. Even if it does get through, recordings of the stream only stay up for 24 hours and then disappear. We hope. Still, it's not hard to imagine a lot of unsavory stuff slipping through the cracks because it is live. It could be anything from porn to violence, and there isn't much the law can do about it for now. Several people in that mall parking lot in San Francisco, like Charlene Smith, just hope that most people will be reasonable.
That we're a society that's mostly people of goodwill and good intention for the greater good, that they'll behave reasonably responsibly. I mean, I ride the bus. I think that's all that keeps us from being murdered in our shoes sometimes.
At an event recently, the comedian Chelsea Handler was shown how Periscope works, and she sighed and said, oh no, does this mean I have to go out all the time now with my makeup on? Sadly, Chelsea Handler, the answer may be yes. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.